You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taws Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You are listening to Foreign Invasion here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your temp host for today. Brandon Appleton, Jersa, is not here today. They're out. Solid cover. Hi. I'm usually the host of the Piggy Bank, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park. Focus on metal music, history of metal. Just have a good time talking about the music and, you know, listen to some tunes. And that's what I'm going to give a sample of today. You're going to get an idea of what my show is usually like. And just listen to some tunes I know. And, you know, have a good time. We're coming out hot here with some Black Sabbath. With Cornucopia and Laguna Sunrise. Off of their album, Black Sabbath Volume 4. Cornucopia. I don't know why. Every time I hear the word cornucopia, I always think of the Adult Swim, was it the bumper? It's the bumper. Put it in a cornucopia! Or like the blank. Put it in a cornucopia! That's all I think about when I hear that word now. That says more about what I grew up around, but put it in a cornucopia! Anyway, I guess, you know what? I know a good way to introduce the show. I should have introduced it like this. All right, here's Black Sabbath. Put it in a cornucopia. All right, anyway, Black Sabbath with Cornucopia and Laguna Sunrise.
Toys, matchbox cars, and
And that is Black Sabbath with Laguna Sunrise and Cornucopia off of their album Black Sabbath Volume 4. You know, I actually kind of liked that. It was very relaxing. Laguna Sunrise. I'm going to add that to my favorites list. That sounded beautiful. Man, it's just an acoustic, like, 2 minutes, 50 seconds, but it's so good. Anyway, coming up next, Judas Priest with Bloodstone and Take These Chains off of their album, Screaming for Vengeance. We'll be right back. And that was Judas Priest. Let me put these headphones on. That was Judas Priest with Take These Chains and Bloodstone off of their album Screaming for Vengeance. Coming up next, Lost for Words, in parentheses, Big Aura, followed by Flash of the Blade by Iron Maiden. Coming up next. Just quickly commenting on Chains. Man, that was 80s cheese at its best. Yeah. It was so cheesy. I loved it. Anyway, Iron Maiden. We'll be right back. And that is Judas, or sorry, that was not Judas Priest, sorry, Iron Maiden. Wow, complete swing and a miss. Good job, Chief. that was Iron Maiden. Shoot, man. That was Lost for Words and Flash of the Blade off their album, Power Slave. I lost my voice. Coming up next, I talk about one of the greatest 1-2 punches to begin an album ever. Battery and Master of Puppets by Metallica off their album, Master of Puppets. Battery was originally going to be the opening track. Lyrically, it's about controlling anger over the control of anger over one's behavior. However, the theme of the song is also based around the San Francisco thrash scene of the 80s. The Metallica, when they were first coming up, they used to play at this club in downtown San Francisco called the Old Waldorf at 444 Battery Street. Hence, where Battery came from is this name. so it's more about that, but there's also kind of this discussion of controlling anger, of how anger can control our behavior. While Master of Puppets is... The opening riff was still made while Dave Mustaine, who, again, of Megadeth, it was made while he was still part of the band, allegedly according to him. It's lyrically, I remember him talking about, I think it was during Howard Stern. If not, it was a different interview with Thrasher. Hetfield pretty much just says outright, it's about what was controlling us at the time. Now I'll leave it at that. Anyway, here we go. Battery and Master of Puppets. And that is Metallica with Master of Puppets and Battery, the opening two songs off of their album, Master of Puppets. Man, it's a good 1-2 punch to start an album. It's really good. I don't know how else to say it. Simple as that. Coming up next, we're getting into some Candlemass with Crystal Ball and Blackstone Wielder. Both songs are off of their album, Epicus, Dumicus, Metallicus. Do we have the full time left to do this? I'm going to need like 6 minutes for that. So 54. Yeah, probably not. Yeah, it's going to be too close. So we'll just do these final two songs then. All right, final two songs. You've been listening again to... again, final two songs. You've been listening to Foreign Invasion here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I have been your host, Brandon Appleton. Again, Jurist is not here today. They were out. They called out of the show a while ago. I came in to cover. I'm glad to have come in and helped and cover the show today. I'm usually the host of the Piggy Bank Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park. You know, I got my show tomorrow morning. Come on, you can tune in. It's a good time. We like to play a lot of metal music, talk about the history of metal, just have a good time with all of that. Let me just do the math. 8 plus 14, so I gotta be done by 60. Okay. So yeah. Come on in tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. here, same place here on WMECFM College Park, if you want to listen into it. I talk again a lot about metal, talk about the history of the songs, just have a good time. I think tomorrow again, you're going to hear a lot of similar beginning with Sabbath, Priest, Maiden, Metallica, Candlemass, who knows? I mean, it's all different songs each time I play something, so. Something I kind of pride on, but with that all being said, coming up next here on the program, or here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park, is Take Your Time, hosted by Paulie's from 10 to 11, and that'll be the end of our broadcast day here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park. We'll return tomorrow at 9 a.m. with Plastinky, hosted by George, and then at 10 a.m. with me for my show, and then 12 o'clock Winning Time, hosted by Jack Wynn. So stick around. We got a great morning slate here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park if you want to tune back in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. With that all being said, our final two songs of the show, as I said, are Candlemass with Crystal Ball and Blackstone Wielder off of their album Epicus Dumicus Metallicus. You know, Candlemass is always a band in which I generally have an appreciation for. I understand their importance to the history of metal. I always generally enjoyed what they listened to. So I'm always glad to play a couple songs of theirs every time I'm here on the program. With that all being said, enjoy the last two songs here. I'm Brandon Appleton. I've been Brandon Appleton. I should do that more often. Do the Jack White. I've been Jack White. I've been Brandon Appleton. Should do that more. I've been Brandon Appleton. You've been listening again to Foreign Invasion. Have a great week, everybody. I saw
Crystal ball.